Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Join us this week for another Blackish named BB-style sci-fi show, but this one with a loyal fan base of Clone Club watchers as we separate ourselves from ourselves in this week's Cosmic Orphan Black Crit. This is your GM Patrick here, your genetic mover and shaker in the Neolution movement, looking to clone myself some more Tatiana Maslany's for science, of course. Joining me in exploiting the gritty side of Ontario, Canada, are my five identical siblings and your science lab experiments to my far left. Why, he's the clone that might be an evil one based on his small black goatee. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfram. Across the digital table from me, a secret clone hunter seeking to rid the world of doubles. It's Miles, make him believe as redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, my doppelganger assuming my identity and GM duties when I die. It's Tyler talking us Praetir.
To my left, my doppelganger and assuming my GM duties when I die.
He kicked through the intro. To my immediate left, a con artist with a penchant for personification, impersonification as well. We have Drew dying to play Zilixthel.
For a second, I thought this was going to be Mission Genesis.
And across from him, one actress playing more roles with different wigs than Eddie Murphy does with fat suits. It's none other than Rebecca Rowland with Asher and Sky.
Hello. I will forever be traumatized by the garbage disposal scene in this show. I can never use my garbage disposal without thinking about that scene. She's wearing a scarf and gets sucked in and grind. Yeah, it's very unpleasant.
That context, because I had forgotten about it. But then do. I am always the one that uses the garbage disposal.
Now you know why.
Does it sucks in her face?
Yeah, I think she gets pulled down by the scarf into.
How big is that garbage disposal? You can't get your face down there.
It's been a while since I watched that episode, but it's anyway, yeah.
Spoiler warning.
I love this show so much.
I think it's a season one episode, I'm sure. But
I forgot they did a new one. Although to be fair, I never
Orphan Black Echoes.
I never finished the old one. Because it was like one of those, it was that era where the stuff came to streaming super late and we lost track of it. But that first couple of seasons of that show was so good. And Tatiana Maslany just solidified herself as one of the greatest of all time. In that
the fact that like there was like an uproar for so long and she finally got nominated for an Emmy because like it's legit one of the best performances I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, or
Allison, like, that's the name of the girl that gets her face sucked into the garbage disposal. I think it's Allison. She's like the goody-goody one, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Clone.
Scarves were very popular around that time. Back in 2007 or wherever.
It's Canada. I imagine scarves are a lot more common there.
We used to tie onions to our belts. It was the fashion of the time when we went over to Shelbyville. Cost two ducats. Yeah. Yeah, are you guys ready to get back into the adventure of the end
Patrick,
of
Patrick, now I want to quote that one specific episode of The Simpsons.
Our book four of season five of the pod. Let's talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. As you all finished exploring the Swarm Soul Battery, you were attacked by a Swarm Critorma, a psychic-type swarm that was weak to fighting it. It locked down various members of the party with a special ability that allowed it to cast Hold Person after mind thrusting its way through the ranks of your Viridian Council members. Asher discovered that this creature too had Sky's marking on it after defeating it. Then you were all immediately called to Midnight Squad's aid by Sprouts Marlowe. When you arrived at the central ventricle, you found the SDF troopers slowly fading out of existence, fighting unseen enemies. They tasked you with stopping the swarm on this plane while they left to fight them on another. You were given the super task of examining a large tower with two big old pulsating sacks at its base. After a round of physical science checks, you discovered this was a rocket ship being fueled and covered with psychic amplifiers like the one on the Thunderstone. And it seems like a large brain bug is ready to stop you all from halting its launch. What is wrong with that? Very long-winded last time on.
So many things.
Didn't we just do perception checks, not physical science?
Incorrect. We are on the right track, Miles. on the right track.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
You don't tell me what I'm right about.
I'm just looking up in the chat, and I just see like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 perceptions.
Yeah, I don't see any physical signs.
So, actually, I'm going to say that the creature wasn't allowed to cast Hold Person after mind thrusting. It was allowed to cast Synaptic Pulse.
That is correct.
There we go.
Caused the stun.
You said Synaptic Pulse many times last week. So.
Yes.
It's in my brain.
Anything else? Right along.
We weren't called by Sprouts Marlowe, we were called by Trust.
That is also correct. Oh, we're saving the big guns for last year. Gerberto, Rebecca.
Ruh-roh.
Another one.
Not physical science, but life science checks.
I don't think you technically did, but I'm going to accept it because I'm pretty sure I called for it, but maybe no one rolled.
Everyone rolled perception checks. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Miles is right. Like, just looking at what we did last.
We rolled a bunch of life science.
Approve that.
We rolled a bunch of life science fighting the
yeah, I don't see that anyone rolled a science check after the fight. But
we had a will save and then perception checks. Like, I see no other checks post-combat.
Y'all gotta be careful, or Patrick's gonna ban us from opening the game until we.
Well, I'm just saying that's what's there.
Yeah, well, I'm not giving you a point for that one. Even if you had it right, I don't care.
He's drunk with power. He's out of control.
A madman.
I'm typically right. He doesn't count it, so I'm not surprised here.
You get something else right. Yeah, Miles can't get them right. Have you not listened to this podcast before? No. I was having a hard time writing this last time on and getting things wrong, so that probably, maybe I should have checked on these.
I will await your 1,500-word apology.
All right, never mind. You guys are getting those. I was trying to be nice, but unless you come up with another one, it's over now.
Boop. How am Boss I ever fight. Going to no, roll lower no on a reroll this episode?
Yeah, how are you going to fail that? The other thing wrong here is it's on the map. It's just covered by a bunch of stuff. There's at least three giant pulsating sacks, not two. Two would be... Wait,
I wrote down two in my notes.
Yeah, there were two. There's three on the map.
It says, I know, but I wrote down two large sacks.
Well, yeah, they're obviously...
I think you heard what you wanted to hear, Rebecca.
They're obviously two per side here. Because it's triangle shaped. You can't see all three at one time from your character's perspective. I'm not going to describe you seeing all three sides of the triangle.
Then why would we take notes about this is garbage.
Well, yeah, for the one that I... First of all,
do we now have to keep in
mind? You don't take notes. You lie.
I understand that it's false outrage, but still, you're proving the reason why I don't.
But the other thing is, you guys came from like the hatchery. It's going to give you anything instead of the soul battery in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
This week's episode indeed starts with y'all surrounding the huge, slimy, tumescent tower. Just ready to blow its top right now. And you see descending this arcane alien artifice, a huge swarm component, nearly 30 foot tall, a bug that seems to have large spiderly like legs, huge wings on its back, and a big old fat brain looking torso, a bulbous brainy torso. Along its backside, beneath these wings, you see the Karakande tiger striping of sky, but this one doesn't seem to be ingrained into the carapace. It seems to be lying on top, this creature. Would you like to give me a life science check now before we crack on into this combat?
Of course. I'll give you a perception check because that's what you wanted.
Can I use Sky to try to communicate with the thing on its back?
Do you have a way to psychically communicate?
I don't know. Isn't that a feature of the Karakande? They are a swarm themselves of a sort.
No, they just kind of... I think they communicate with heat and light and maybe spiking up a little bit, or I don't know. The feeling of someone walking on your grave. Little goose pimples or what have you.
Okay.
All right. Well, Azure and Sky, it doesn't matter. You have the know-how and you have seen enough of these things to know this is not a swarm incorporated design on this creature. It seems to be an actual tattoo, an actual Caracande that this swarm has not bonded with, but kind of stretched out and attached to itself. It's kind of old and gray, fraying at the edges, but you can tell it is alive. This creature, you see like a host of small fly-sized swarm components kind of moving along with it. It's got like a stink cloud of flies. It is climbing on the top of the tower, and it comes down along one side of this rocket and psychically will communicate with you. Oh, you do have a way to talk to Rebecca because it is in your mind and it says,
"You are all unlike the rest. I will deal with you personally. Nothing shall stop the rebirth of our god host."
I just want to remind everyone that Tyler and I currently have wisps up to help
us. We're very wisped.
Yes. I have a list of what our wisps are. So
Do you have a wisp list?
A wisp list.
Yes. As we all get towards the holidays, make sure you all make your own wisp list for you and your loved ones. Yes, I have my wisp list as well. Also, Patrick, I would like to protest against this creature's use of the word personally. They're not a person. They need to reframe. They're not allowed to use that word.
What do you mean, you persons?
Yeah, thank you, Jabert. That's what I kind of wanted to say, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm the edgy humor type.
All right, let's cut the episode and take it back.
You all are unlike the rest. I shall deal with you all swarmily. Swarming you.
I like it.
No, as you guys get ready, this thing maybe jukes you out a little bit and says,
"Wait, oh, one of you bears our mark. A Caracande bearer. We have integrated your power into our collective. That of your progenitor. She was weak, could not stop our harvesters from doing their job, but you give off the aura of necropotence needed for our hive to survive the devastation. We will take from all of you your strengths and dine upon that which remains. You must answer me."
It is straight into your mind, Asher and Sky.
"Tell me, how is it you come across this power? Whence have you divined the secrets of the entity known as Misaxanoi?"
Start things off here. I need Rebecca, you know, make a will save for me.
Oh dear. Oh, that's a 14.
Man, it'd be so good to have an episode reroll at this point, but man, them's breaks.
Do I have
breaks.
A level reroll?
Oh, just because we're at the end of the level, you think now is the perfect time to use it? But let's see. Good refresher here for level 8. It looks like Miles, Rebecca, and myself all have a level 8 reroll. You want to use it now?
Let me use it. Yeah, I'll use it.
Ooh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Natural 1.
Oh. Yikes. Oh, no. Drew, what did you do?
Yikes.
This is Drew's fault somehow.
This is Drew's fault, yeah.
Somehow I've used my level reroll, and I didn't know that I had, but this is what happens when that happens.
Yeah.
Natural 1 on the dice. We're so happy we're not in Starfinder rules. These.
You mean Pathfinder?
Starfinder 2E, I should say. These broken rules, because you would be taking a lot more damage here as this thing enters your mind. Boom. And starts plumbing the depths as you are psychically linked up. You can feel the Caracande on this creature, the swarm component's back, as it surges into your memories, stealing information you took from the moon, from the base where you discovered a great deal about the devouring shadow here. You are stunned to start the combat. What a great way to start things off.
And
are taking 20 points of damage, but you do feel after this, you seem to have an open line of communication with the Karakondai on this creature's back.
Oh, that's good.
See if you can use
the enslaved Karakondai, may I interject there?
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an appropriate use. I was about to say stolen, but it's more than that. Yeah, it's been taken over. Let's roll into initiative turn order here, everybody, and get this combat started.
I just want to note that I rolled a natural 20 on initiative, and Rebecca still beat me by 7.
Operative, baby.
Yeah, I was operative so excited, and then I was thoroughly humiliated anyway.
Used. Okay, we need a big old Jamfram to roll initiative, and that's it.
I get distracted, and I just realized I should probably log into that game, huh?
Yeah. Are you not in roll 20 yet?
I'm here now. Let's just see. Where's my character? There we are. Hey, Jim.
It doesn't matter what you roll. Rebecca's going first.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, Rebecca?
Jabert with the equivalent of I left my character sheet in my car. Hold on. I got to go back.
That's right. Nice. Aww, all
right. I roll so good, though.
I know. Right behind.
It doesn't matter.
She okay, is stunned. I am stunned. So what does that mean in this game?
Stunned, you can only take mental actions, right? You drop your weapon.
I think it's nothing. I think it's you do nothing.
You drop everything you're holding. You can't take actions. You're flat-footed. Drops you pretty much to dead last in the turn order. Doesn't matter what you roll.
It's a good thing I rolled.
I drop my gun, I guess?
If you had it out, yes.
If I had it out, okay. I had my gun out. Okay. So my gun is on the ground, and I can't do anything. Okay, great. Cool.
You feel sky kind of lighting up, perhaps a rage building in your own tattoo after you've been psychically assaulted by this creature who you, I think at the very least you get its name from the psychic bridge that it is opened up between your Karakondais. This is a swarm Clindathu, big bug, big brain bug. Jamfram, we're on to you.
The good thing I was so Johnny on the spot getting into the game. Yeah, he said it didn't matter, but it clearly did.
It's super bad.
There's something about Starfinder and playing this game that really tests my autocorrect's patience on a lot.
You got any climbing skills? Because this guy is about 40 feet up in the along the.
Would you take tower. Swimming? Would you take swimming?
You did describe a bunch of fluid all over this, right?
There's a fluid
moist,
sack.
Very humid in this air.
Swimming is the climbing of the sea, so I'd take
it. Yeah. Yeah, when you think about it.
Oh, don't you have a good climb skill?
What? No, they don't have those in this game. You're thinking of Pathfinder.
Athletics.
Also, there are really good climbing skills. I've got really good climbing.
I mean, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can have an ability that means you just get to not do the thing. But other than that, yeah, they don't have the I mean, I can climb, I guess, but I think that means you can move at half your speed, right? So, like, no, I don't have good climbing. So if he's 40 feet up, I'll be up there in 4 turns. See you soon.
It's half your move speed across such a surface. And so there are a lot of divots and things along the side of this rocket make it pretty easy handholding.
So is it just is this basically a slope from where I'm standing up to where this thing is?
Yeah, I think running up the bulbous sacks at its base is like difficult terrain. So say you'd have to climb 20 feet to get to where its legs are hanging out.
I don't even think. Well, I don't know. I don't think I can use my weapons when I'm on the wall. I feel like there's a thing for that.
Let's see.
There's climbing. An ability that lets you do that. Just like a feat.
It's not a two-handed weapon, right?
No.
What?
You need at least 2 hands to climb, but you can cling to a wall with 1 hand while you cast a spell, shoot a small arm, or take some other action that only requires 1 hand.
Yeah.
While climbing or clinging to a wall, you are flat-footed.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to go range mode?
Let's see. What do I have for range? Oh, boy. Oh, yuck. Not much. Yeah, I guess I'll just get up next to my ward, and I'll ready in action. If it comes in range, I'll chop it.
Got it. Praetir, your ward is next.
I'm going to pull a classic last week move where I'm going to run over to Asher and Sky, pick up their gun and put it in their hand.
Oh, I should have gone the other way.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jabert.
Now that Tyler is completely helpless, I'm moving right over to him. There's no one to save him. No, I'm just kidding. It is clinging to the side of the rocket, this swarm creature. I think we're going to use some crazy spells. What you know about crazy spells? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a pretty good time to do it. The beginning of the combat, you guys are at the base of this tower. There's a massive explosion from underneath your feet as what looks like a huge pustule of this swarm base explodes with psychic ectoplasmic goo. The floor explodes outwards, sending shrapnel in your guys' direction. And everyone needs to make a reflex save. This makes a difficult terrain or anything, but
yeah.
Oh.
Okay. We're looking at spell DC 22. So we got three successes from Redacted, Jamfrum, and believe it or not, Asher and Sky. Cradier and Zilix hit with a massive sticky load of ectoplasm.
Oh boy.
Nope. Giving you
out of the balls?
Baby. No way.
Nope.
You guys are right next to each other too. Yeah, right. It's coming straight from these pulsating sacks. I'm giving you the entangled condition. Sticky exploding sacks is completely PG-13. This swirling psychic matter indeed has given you the entangled condition, and everyone's taken a little bit of damage.
But not me.
You take zero from a...
Yep. Say, evasion.
That's a classic. It's a little bit of bludgeoning damage. It's a lot of bludgeoning damage.
Not me either.
You also got sweet, sweet evasion.
No, I just don't want it.
30 points, Miles, of bludgeoning. I rolled 66 and got zero ones, twos, or threes on those dice. That is a high...
It's
a
very good roll.
66 roll.
Yeah, that's why I'm not taking it.
How much was it total?
30?
Oh, okay.
So. Bludgeoning. And then, yeah, the entangle condition on the two that have failed here. Oh, so if you succeeded and do take damage, that would just be 15?
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Because it's like a basic save here. Okay, that is the Clendat's turn, taking us to Redacted.
All right, so this guy is within distance of me.
Well, probably, but he is, like I said, about 30 feet up.
That's fine.
You got like 100 foot on your... rifle though.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take a shot. What I mostly can do with this character that I created.
The section of the adventure we went pretty hard on that vehicle of yours.
Yeah.
Pretty ham hard.
Sucks. 23?
Against KAC. Oh, that'll be a miss, unfortunately. Well, it was good roll too. 14 on the dice. Any Sucks. Movement you wanna do? You are free to move.
No, I'm good.
Then, bottom of the turn order, Drew, you have been blasted with goop. Can't move very well.
Not the first time, won't be the last. Is there anything I can do to get out of the entangled condition in this state?
Yeah, I think entangled has a move action you can try to break out. You're ensnared! Bo. Move at half speed, can't run. No, there's nothing you can do to break out of this. That'd be too easy.
Gummit. All right. Well, then, Zilix is going to...
You can move, though, while entangled? No.
Do I see this thing?
It doesn't prevent you from moving unless you're, like, anchored, which you are not. You just move at half speed.
Do I have a shot at this thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of hanging off the side of the rocket.
Then Zilix is going to change up his arrays, and you see a gun showing up in his hands that he is going to then shoot at this thing.
One, one, one. Ooh.
23 to hit.
23 against EAC is a hit.
But you have 17 points of damage.
Okay, this is all fire damage.
For now.
Okay, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. No, nothing extra, no DR that you can sense. A solid shot on this thing's bulbous brainy sack. It's kind of the torso of this creature. That'll be turn one. Turn two, Asher and Sky, you get your wits back. to you. You see Pratier shoving a gun in your hand. What would you like to do?
I guess I better use the gun that's being shoved in my hand. Do I have a clear shot? Or are they on the other side of the tower?
Yeah, you can move around it if you want a bit of a clearer shot. But yeah, as you do sense a strong psychic whisper in this chamber. As you maybe move around the base of the tower, you see a ghostly figure right beneath the Clendat, kind of hovering above the ground here and here in your mind.
Asher, you can stop this entity. Be strong.
It is indeed a ghostly outline of a woman standing below the Clendat, and at the same time, your own sky begins to glow brightly, perhaps giving off green and purple light. You see the Karakande on the swarm's back also kind of flooding this chamber with a little laser light show of warm glowing lights. Your tattoo, as well as the temporary one on Pradier, begins to swell up, light up, and Asher and Sky, you get a reroll. And Tyler, you can replenish a single spell slot.
Let's go!
Nice!
Look at that. Who needs episode rerolls?
Dude, Wisp Allies back on the menu. Let's do it.
I swear to God.
Level one spell slot. Hell yeah!
I mean, honestly, someone's getting a pretty big bonus because you're...
Yeah. Well, that gives me... Up, so now I'm back to two spell slots. So I can... I assume I get a spell slot at my highest level?
Yeah. Yeah, you feel this temporary tattoo glowing very strongly, and seems to energize you. Seems like a positive, negative energy flowing through you, if that makes sense. A good, bad energy.
I like it.
Yeah, and Asher, as you do this, you get a quick psychic vision of your parents' starship floating through space before you're snapped back into this fight, into this world. What would you like to do with your turn?
Well, I'm going to shoot at it. Can I do that?
Yes.
I'm going to try anyway. Can I try to not hit the tattoo as much as possible?
Yes. If you roll a one, it's probably going to hit the tattoo, though.
All right. CR 15 or lower on the attack or on the trick, and a 20 on the attack.
Good news, bad news. Trick successful, but even with that... That is a miss against
can
the AC.
Can I use my reroll?
If you want to use it immediately, there's nothing that says you cannot. I mean, you rolled an 8 on this attack, so you got chances to do better.
31 on the attack.
And you did. Better. That's a super hit. So
awesome.
Is there a...
I do have deafen as a critical effect. Would that do any good?
It can be. So let me roll a quick save. Right, deafen allows for a save.
I don't know. I thought a critical effect would just take effect. Is there a save associated too?
You would think that. Oh, boy. Target must succeed a fortitude saving throw or be deafened for 1d4 minutes. No, you get a save because it's a long time. A long time. But yeah, no, it has failed. So I think you blast one of its small holes kind of behind its neck here. It seems to like shake its head as it's thrown off a little bit. You don't often get the condition, deafened condition, but it does affect initiative, correct?
Oh. I should know these things. I don't know.
It is on your gun that you've been using for a while. Mm-hmm. It's a -4 penalty to initiative checks. I like to run it that it immediately takes that penalty to whatever it has rolled in the initiative, which will drop it behind redacted. So it kind of slows it down a little bit. And what is the total damage here?
Oh, great question. 18? Yeah. Wish I could take that original damage, but, you know.
The original damage was 0, Rebecca, so let's count our blessings. All right, so got a couple hits on the board as we go back to Jamfram, the J-Man.
Prater shouts out, Jamfram, hold on!
Oh, you want to wait?
I'll hold my turn and I'll see what this crazy guy's gonna do.
Tyler, we're on to you.
I entangledly try to move 15 feet, which is half of my 30 feet, so that I could be right next to
moving through the goop. You're like kind of stuck to Zelix Thel. You have to like peel yourself off of him.
And then I'm going to give Janfrum a homework assignment by casting Fluidity of Form.
Yes, this spell.
So this is the spell where Jabert can select an additional benefit for Janfrum, but he can't keep it. He has to select a new one every single round, and it lasts for as many rounds as I have mystic levels, which is 8. So for 8 rounds, he can either pick additional arms, additional legs, which are pretty self-explanatory, amorphous, which makes you immune to the entangled and grappled condition, and you don't take double damage from critical hits, which could be fun. Damage reduction, energy resistance, awful, also self-explanatory. They can shrink one size category smaller, or they can stretch their arms to increase their reach by 5 feet. And they you just pick a new one every single time. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Can you repeat your selection? Like, could he go back and forth between two, for instance? Okay.
It's pretty good. You can toggle between like two good ones, you know.
And what was it again?
I put a link in the chat in Roll 20, but it is called Fluidity of Form.
It's a chit chat.
It is a little level 3 mystic spell from the Galactic Might book.
All right. So this guy is still 30 feet up in the air. Is that right?
It is still on the tower, yes.
All right, let's start climbing. Doop da doop doop doo. Now at the start of my turn, I'll take extra speed. So I get 35 feet. So I can get 15 feet of climbing. Doop da doop da doop. With two moves, I can get up there. So let's roll some athletics. 17.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Okay, cool. All
right. Super easy hand holdy climbing. This will provoke and into his range.
Okay.
Oh my god, your first one was a 3. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think there's like bonus speed for doing super well in climbing. Another reason
Starfinder 2E.
Starfinder 2E is the worst version of Starfinder. I'm just kidding. Oh no. It says if you fail by 5 or more, something bad happens, but there's no usually there's like, oh, if you can succeed by 5 or more.
Why? You know, just Starfinder 1E is all about the bad in you.
Yeah, this is a very glass half full or glass half empty kind of system, right?
Well, glass half full. I rolled a 2 on my attack of opportunity, which 1,000% means I've missed Janfrum, even if you're flat footed while climbing. So, yeah, you're right up underneath this thing. I don't like that one bit. Redacted. We're on to you.
Okay. That is just going to there's another shot at it, I guess.
Single shot. Got it.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just if 14 is not going to hit, I doubt I'm going to do it again. So, the exact same thing, I think. Yeah. Yep, 14.
But this time it is. Oh, wait. God, we keep forgetting. It was flat footed because we made it. So I wouldn't have gotten that attack of opportunity. Flat footed. It is a hit.
Oh, good.
There we go.
A measly 8 points of damage.
How many times are we going to forget to put a flat-footed marker as soon as we're picking?
I put it in my macro. What do you want from me?
Well, did fail at first to hit, yeah. So that counted it. But yeah, no, you don't have to write it out in giant letters on the board. That's not going to help anybody.
Or is it?
No.
Is it going to help somebody? Well, it's not going to help anybody if you delete it.
It toggles every turn, which is why we should just don't let me take an attack of opportunity if it is. Any move action, Miles?
No.
Let's see. I think you can make an attack of opportunity Janfrum, because it's gonna squabble on over.
You know that I would if I was allowed to have a sword out while I was climbing.
Oh, man, you need a third arm or something cool like that. Well, can you make a...
Oh, you know, additional arms unarmed? Is a thing I could have done. Ah, shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Can you make an unarmed attack?
Oh, yeah, I could totally do that. Oh, yeah. I forget I have super-duper unarmed strikes.
It's not climbing too far away from you, but it's kind of like a lateral move.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, that's very much a hit. My goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
29 to hit and a 29 damage.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not looking at this guy's chances here. Okay, let me do this math.
Otters have famously sharp teeth. And I break open bugs on my belly with stones. So
yes, that is enough to really hurt this guy, which means I think my target on my
back,
my turn it's going to be you for whatever he's got coming up next. I was going to do this fun spell, but we got to do something different. I think we got to do something different. Can I stop you from following me and killing me somehow? Is there a way to stop you? That's not going to do it. I think the only way to do it is try to hit you with something that probably gives fortitude save, which I think this does a fortitude save. Let me just double check.
Patrick, did you move?
Yay.
Did the bug move? That's illegal.
Well, why?
Because I don't like it.
No, this is a will save. This bug, Jabert, is going to try to get you into your mind, lock your legs up, maybe lock you in position. Can you make me a will save?
A 9 on the will save.
That's no.
Yeah.
No, that won't do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that won't do. That's good. So you're locking me up. I'm locking me down.
This is hold person. You are paralyzed, freeze in place. I don't know that you fall, but let me double check.
Am I paralyzed or entangled?
It doesn't say anything about climbing, so I imagine you're just locked in, yeah, holding on to the side of the tower. It says very specifically, paralyzed flying, you fall. Paralyzed swimming, you drown, but nothing against climbing. So I think you're just locked up for your turn. Paralyzed, freeze in place. That's all I've got. Drew, Zilixthel is next.
Can I do a life science check on this?
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes.
No,
you can also, I can't. You can also fail. A lot of bad rolls going on here. Okay. Two on the dice. It is swarm.
Just going to boost and shoot. Boost and shoot.
Okay. And it is still flat-footed. Ooh.
Yes.
Near super hit, 18 on the dice.
It was almost a 4, though. It was almost a 4. 27 to hit.
Okay, and get that boost damage going. Got a good base damage. See how that boost is doing. I'm just going to go ahead and look through my spells to see what cures I have. Ooh, not a lot of good ones.
It's 8 damage.
Okay. That is officially going to bloody the Clendat bug, as you see a huge splort of brain juice come out the side of it. It's beginning to feel afraid. I felt afraid this entire combat, to be fair.
I'm sorry, I rolled a d4 and needed to roll a d6.
Okay, let's see how much worse you do.
Oh, I cannot d6. Wait for this to also be a 4.
I was about to say, you should just take that 4, man. I don't know what you're doing. Reroll, reroll.
Can I just take 4?
Yes.
Then let's do it.
I don't want it to be 6, and choice. You don't want it to be 1.
A wise choice.
I ain't messing around with that.
Turn 3, Asher and Sky.
I'll shoot at it again.
Okay, taking a shot.
All right, CR 13 or lower on the trick, and a 30 to attack.
I don't really check what its CR is, but yes, that is a trick and a hit.
Awesome. So 23 sonic damage and flat footed.
Not a super hit, but an 18 on the dice. That is going to trigger another psychic vision, as you see.
Uh-oh.
Your parents' starship, the smaller vessel they took from your Triazarka generational ship, but you see it orbiting around a blue and green planet. A very familiar one. That of Golarium 2, the very planet which you are colonizing. We see it landing in a fairly inauspicious spot. A large island in the middle of a great sea. As you snap back into it and realize you've shot like a memory out of this bug's brain. And you do see a little bit of damage to the Caraconte on its back.
Oh no, I didn't want that to happen.
Well, aim more carefully. You're doing a ton of damage. It's just messing this
up.
Is
it because I didn't specify this time that I didn't want to hit the tattoo?
No, it's like moving around, you know, and you're also, it's not super well armored, so you're shooting like through its back or its underside, right, and it's coming right out its
I'm
backside.
I'm going to save that thing fighting for that tattoo.
Right here. Tyler, we're on to you.
Oh. Jamfram is not. Oh. Wait a minute. I gotta look some up.
Praetor knows hold person.
Oh, no. That's one round per level.
Not great. I don't think there's anything I can do to get you out of that, buddy.
Don't worry. I'm like the Cylons. I have a plan.
All right. I love it.
Except that in the show, the creators didn't have a plan. Oh, my gosh. Actually, the Cylon show had a plan, but the plan. Didn't
what is this count. Nerd voice?
Okay, dude. I cast my thrust on Zilix. I'm gonna.
We're taking him out.
We're taking him out. Patrick, am I within melee range of this thing? Do I feel like I'm attack of opportunity-able?
Writing notes on it doesn't help. No, it's 30 foot up.
Oh yeah, but it's huge, and it has super long stabby bits. I have no idea.
It doesn't have a 30-foot reach.
Okay,
sorry.
Just make it. Okay, good to know. I guess I'm going to spend a resolve point and force you to make a will save. Against so doubt.
I'm not going to do it this week. I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah, don't speak.
Ooh, but I will.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, is this a spell you're casting?
So doubt is not. It is a supernatural. It's an SU. Is that supernatural?
Mm. It is. I don't think that will proc spell resistance.
Yeah, it does not say anything in So Doubt regarding spells.
No, spell resistance is spells and spell-like abilities. What's the DC?
19.
It has failed with a 2, believe it or not.
That's nice. Okay, so normally I make things flat-footed, but since someone has already made it flat-footed, this particular... We're going to have to do something else. We're going to do off target.
Okay. I will also note that on his.
So you're just taking a -2 penalty to attack rolls.
Jamfram, it is your turn. You said you had a Cylon-like plan. You are allowed as a full action to try and roll out of this. But
yes.
It's up to you if you want to do that.
And is it only communicating with Asher and Sky, right?
It seemed to be going straight into their mind, yes.
Okay. But it's not like sending me images and stuff.
I'm sorry, no. It doesn't have that. Like that.
Okay, I couldn't intimidate it with a mental action by thinking bad thoughts at it.
Well, no, you did have just a psychic link with it, so if you want to try and burn it back, I would allow it, but that means you don't get a save.
Yeah.
you don't feel good about that save.
I feel better about an intimidate check than I do about a save. Actually, that's not true. I remember how intimidate checks work in this game. No way. It's like 20 plus like 1.5 times the CR. Yeah. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. It's silly. So I'll make a will save.
Oh,
he's a boss. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't even see your roll. This was only DC 22. So
probably should have done the intimidate check.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, it is 15 times 1.5 VCR, which would have been 36 somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's ridiculous.
That's yeah, but it's a skill, so it's not. It's you hopefully have more than like a good 10 or so in the skill.
I mean, I have 12. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so just roll a 20.
I mean, right. But my intimidate's like a 15. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's a big brain bug, hard to intimidate at this lower level. Okay, Jamfram's out, redacted. We're back to you, Miles.
All right, can I take another shot at this thing?
Don't need
25.
The flat-footed here. That is a hit all on your own. But
oh boy, well, but womp womp, 5 points of damage.
Man, I feel bad. Not minimum, but very close to it on the 3d4.
Pretty minimum. Bulb.
On to the creature's turn. It is flat-footed. It is off target. I think there's only one thing to do, which is try and slow you all down. Slow you down as much as I can.
You wouldn't dare.
I think I have to. Another mind-affecting favorite of the swarm. Everyone except Jamfram here on the ground. You're getting synaptic pulsed. You know it. You love it.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and make a will save. Oh, son of a beast, Asher and Sky. No. Make me a... Reroll that. Can I use my reroll?
No. I refuse.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. Zilix the Hill is also rolling two 19s in a row.
Don't worry.
No, you've rolled well as well. 13 here. Oh, no. That's my house rolled up.
No,
four.
I have not. Shut up, Patrick.
What is your... goodness gracious. Okay, well, everyone has saved the synaptic pulse except redacted. So that was good. Gosh.
It's racist.
Waste. Redacted, you throw down your weapon and stare slack-jawed up in its direction. Drew, you have survived this thing's mind pulse. Go ahead and take your turn.
I believe there's only one thing I can do, which is boost and shoot. It's a 21.
Against flat-footed EAC, that is a hit.
Booyah, that's going to be a 12 plus 4, so 16.
Making something flat-footed is so powerful in Starfinder 1E. It's like everything is hit because of that. Just two little points.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it is still up as we go to turn four, Rebecca Asher.
Okay, trick and hit, hopefully.
Trick and hit, just that's it. She's calling her shot.
Failed. Yeah. CR4 on the trick, but a 29 on the attack.
It is a hit. The trick has missed. You do get a final psychic vision, though, as Sky is trying to desperately communicate visions that is receiving from your mother's Karakande. As you watch, as indeed it is the cameraman almost of along a wooded path along this aisle we saw your parents land on. There is some shouting, there is some yelling, and then for a time silence before cries of another kind as we watch your parents emerge from a pond, swaddling a newborn Asher in their arms. 7 points of damage going through.
I'm stunned. Okay.
It is still seven alive.
Points of damage. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Prettier. Tyler, we're on to you.
I got nothing. What's bad lie? Go.
Oh, it happened. He said the line, Bart. All right. Wisp Ally is on. It is no longer flat-footed. See you later, sucker. And is it no longer off-target as well, Tyler?
Oh, no. It's off-target for ever. 8 rounds.
Okay. Jamperim, we are on to you. You're back at it, sir.
I'm back in action. See, I told you.
Half my mystic level, 4 rounds.
Had a plan. All right. I'm going to keep on climbing. Oh, wait. No, before I do, I should pick my thing. What's my thing?
Your fluidity.
Yeah. Why don't I get to Stretch Armstrong? Yeah. I'll just climb up 5 feet and use my stretchy powers to reach out with a claw and rake at it.
Okay. Make me a climb check. Very simple climb check. Boop. Okay. Don't think this will provoke if you've got the reach here. You don't got to move in more than once. So go ahead. Yeah, you've got weird, long, spindly arms. You're stabbing. Stabbing this bad boy.
Only 18.
Oh, no. Oh, no. A miss.
Oh, no. A miss.
Redacted. Stunned. Oh, my gosh. I got another turn with the Glendad. I'm so confused. This never happens. What should I be doing? Just going through the spell list here. It's going to whoop.
My favorite part about GMing is when you're playing as a spellcaster and it goes on longer than you thought it would, and you're just like,
I don't have
level spells. 1 spells. Like, do you guys need restoration or?
No, it's going to guardedly climb backwards on this tower away from you, Jabert, and it's going to try to explode your brain. And we're going to do a level 3 mind thrust. Get old fashioned mind thrusting. Can you make me a will save?
20 is a will save. I don't know if it's a successful save, but it is a will save.
Against its level 3 mind thrust. Unfortunately, that is a fail, which means a ton of psychic damage floods your mind as it's screaming inside here. I'm just going to do some 2 batches. It's a bunch of D10s. And it's a bunch of damage. 50 points of psychic damage.
Good gracious.
Your armor does nothing.
Why can't I roll like that when I do my level 3 mind thrust?
I was about to say.
Good gravy.
Also, it's a lot of
3 9s and a 10?
Woo! All right. Vilix Thel, we are on to you, Drew.
I know this seems weird. Maybe the wildest thing I've ever done. But we're going to boost and shoot.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You know how crazy important the off-target condition is? Jam from that 4 on the dice with Praetir's plus 3 would have been a hit if it was flat-footed. A 4 on the dice. Anyway, this is all your fault, Rebecca. You got to hit again. All right, get that boost and shoot. It's time for Zilix to play hero.
21 to hit.
Oh, no. No. Once again, if it was flat.
That ain't doing it.
Oh, no.
Rebecca!
Rebecca has a chance to redeem herself. Asher and Sky, we're on to you. Indeed, you hear psychically kind of like a whimpering coming from what is undoubtedly now in your mind and Sky's the original Karakande that was bonded with your mother. What would you like to do?
I'm going to shoot at it. Not the Karakande, to be clear. CR 15 or lower on the trick and a 20 to attack.
Tricked and missed. Oh, no. Again. Pretty wrong.
Oh, I get it. Wait, didn't you say I have a reroll?
Which you already used.
No. No, not my level reroll. Didn't you give me a reroll?
I did. Very foolishly do so. Yes, I did. No, you don't need to remember stuff that I tell you. You don't need to write it down, Rebecca.
I don't think I used that, did I?
No, you did not. Boy,
she understands it now.
Oh, no, don't. You rolled an 8 and failed. I'm just going to need you to roll that level a little below, maybe. Maybe 7 below that. Oh, no.
She understands it now.
Tricked and hit, and you blow this thing's head clear off.
Yeah!
Woo!
This huge form tumbles down the side of the rocket, psychically screaming out as it goes, "No! No, the God Host must be
reborn." Can I see the tattoo? Can I see Kante?
Yeah, you see it just kind of like falling off. Like,
do you see it sloughing?
Painted, yeah. Most of it was just kind of loosely affixed, but it does seem extremely frail, extremely old. Seems like it's been spread too far across this creature's backside and perhaps pushed beyond its limits. But as you run up to grab it and maybe cradle it in your arms, you feel a warm embrace. As behind you stands what looks like a ghostly figure made out of the light commingling off of the now dying Karakande in your arms and the one on your back, purple and green light forming this ethereal figure in your mind's eye as Asher and Sky is having the most touching of reunions here. The rest of you hear the rocket going into its first stage, is getting ready to blow. What would you guys like to do?
Jump. I'm getting off the rocket. Getting off the rocket. Pew! Hop down. Run away. Wait, we want the rocket to go, right?
No, we do not want the rocket.
Oh, I stay on the rocket.
Okay. Does anybody else want to get on the rocket?
Can I Google how to stop phallic rocket from taking off? Swarm design.
Rule 34.
I love that you think that, I love that you think Googling phallic rocket is going to get you anything other than what it's going to get you.
Safe search on.
Coward.
Wait, do we know where this rocket is going? Like,
you're
it
pretty
depends
sure
on the safe search is on, but
you're pretty sure it does seem to be made to amplify a psychic signal, as indeed it has a few psychic amplifiers on its exterior. So it's looking probably to get beyond the range of Waydana 6 and perhaps broadcast to swarm elsewhere in the universe.
I wonder if we can call what's his face? Cattywampus or Wiggleteeth? Wigglewumpus. I mean, see if Wigglewumpus can shoot this thing down. Is Wigglewumpus good at anything?
He can pilot your vehicle.
If he can bring it over, if he can bring the vehicle over here, maybe we can chase it down. I don't know. What do you think, guys? Is this anything?
Patrick, is there even like an interface for the rocket? By the way, this is now the second rocket that we've had to interfere with the launch sequence of. So, writers, you're on thin ice with me.
No, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's like a cool bookend.
No, absolutely not.
You had to ensure a rocket took off in the end of the first part of this book, and you have to stop a rocket here.
Could Redacted roll? What would it be? It'd be engineering to see if Redacted could.
I was about to say, don't you dare say perception.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay, not perception, but what?
Engineering.
Engineering? Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Miles, do you have a reroll?
Four on the dice.
Wait, did we get the daily reroll?
No.
I'll allow, because I was being very mean to Miles. Only Miles to use the reroll if you want.
All right, I'll do it. I'm gonna roll worse, guys. So just be prepared.
We know.
Be prepared.
That's the reroll, of course.
Can I, Miles?
The script says 15.
Look at that!
Oh, look at that.
So yeah, you're pretty sure you'll have to yourself, Redacted, climb up on top of this rocket.
Damn, and
you will be able to start interfering with the psychic amplifiers.
You're like the kid with the
aluminum foil. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So I realize that Asher and Sky are having a moment, but can they also be aware enough of the situation? I think they would be. I mean, how can you ignore it?
Mm-hmm.
And also knowing what Xenia said to them, that they should use the symbiote. Mm-hmm. Can I go to the tower and try to use my mother's tattoo, apparently, to try to stop the rocket?
That would be cooler than whatever they wrote, but...
Can I lay it upon the psychic amplifier or whatever it is that is fueling the rocket to...
Mm. Yeah, that's a dope idea.
Stop it.
I gotta say, I think...
tattoo has been living among the swarm. It knows how it works.
I mean, Rebecca, actually,
brain bug for
a year. You could have done this, except for I'm reading right here. You blew a hole in it, and now it just doesn't have the energy to do what you're wanting it to do because you shot it.
Because you did murder it, is the thing. I'm really sorry. This is high-level difficulty, but I'm going to let you make a mysticism check.
Ooh. Okay.
We'll let the dice decide. DC 30, mysticism.
Oh, no. All right, 25.
Can't even do that right.
Can I give her my book reroll?
Do you have one? Did we determine that? One, two, three.
You said I did.
Only you Miles said, has it left.
You, me, and
yes, only Miles has one left. I will also allow that because I can't imagine two rerolls will succeed back to back.
Probably not, but Rebecca, you can have it.
This is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, should right. be.
Last reroll for you guys of the book. Whoa, it's another 18 on the dice.
Look at that. Teamwork. Yeah.
You
makes a dream work.
you thrust the Karakande up against the rocket and can just kind of feel the genetic.
Once again,
code.
Rule 34 coming in.
One hand on the pulsating sack next to it, the other on your mother's tattoo. But no, as you psychically speak through the dying Karakande, you hear the Klindat's voice being like, the dead body talking is like initiate shutdown sequence, I guess. Wait, why? What is happening? The Karakande, though, its light begins to dim as it might have been its last action here. Might have been its last action to help you guys out, as you do see the last bits of purple and green fading from its form here. Perhaps the brightness of your own tattoo growing slightly. As the rocket's countdown, I guess, its pulsating begins to slowly wane, it vents off tons of steam, allowing you indeed to see for one last time that shadowy outline of female Trisazarka walking away here. As you disable the swarm rocket and it disengorges, jettisoning jet fuel
Disengorges.
Disengorges itself.
So many.
Man,
choice.
This is the wettest episode. The horniest episode.
I know.
No, it is not, because what a rocket tease. One entire episode where we had a whole conversation about different peni.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there was a different one.
But yeah, as the tension here is diffused.
The sexual tension.
All forms. We turn our eyes to another another
our
realm.
Sexual tension is released into the void.
Sorry. Okay. That added nothing to the code.
We're literally having a conversation with our children on the way home today about whether or not this show is appropriate for them to be listening to, which, by the way, they have chosen to do so. And
welcome, children.
don't start them on.
I look Denman forward to future members of the Cavity Kids.
Well, Janie, I'm so sorry.
As the tension is diffused here, we're going to turn our eyes to another plane of existence where Midnight Squad is finishing up killing thousands of psychically empowered small swarm components. We watch them as they finish a firefight, begin to take a stock of their surroundings in a place not too different from what seemed like the swarm mindscape where they spent what felt like years shifting sands and roiling storms of psychic energy in a world that begins to take shape. We see the five heroes of Suskalon checking their ammo, readjusting their armor. A combat force that has for years known that they would have to come to this place to finish this fight at some point in a mission that is now only in their minds. You are psychically steeled against the ravages of the swarm mind virus, making you the only suitable soldiers in the entire universe to take on the brood soul. You hear an otherworldly scream tearing through the sandstorm of the mind, as indeed it seems like the beast has awakened within this dormant sect of hive swarm. Another mind bug that, if returned to this physical universe, could redouble the efforts of the God Host, bring it back more powerful than before with their soul-stealing powers. This beast lets out a blood-curdling primal screech, a yarp, inside your minds. But the only thing that Midnight Squad can hear is the words, "To be concluded." Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum,
bum. Oh no.
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, indeed. The end of season 3's Swarm Saga finishes here for some reason in season 5. I had no clue when we would get back to finish the fight, but it is apparently next week with retooled level 17 the heroes.
17 or 18?
Oh boy.
17? 17.
Okay.
Somehow, I don't know how, but two operatives, a soldier, a mystic, and a Solarian are going to have to win a pretty difficult in-game combat. The joke is that you guys were a very effective fighting force. that's a stacked team. It's a stacked team.
It was a good group.
Starfinder 2E2.
I miss Sprouts.
Well, you're going to get one more chance to step in his skin next week. A very special end of book 4 of Horizons of the Vast.
I have a question.
Us. Yeah.
Do those characters get level rerolls?
Yes.
Do they are get they stacked level rerolls backfill
per level?
Oh no, they're use it or lose it as well. They had to use it in the intervening seasons on like right. skill
but
checks
we do
to
get
like
levels,
make toast or
level rerolls.
Level
for 17, level
17 reroll, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone will get a reroll cool. next week. So yeah. Hmm. That is going to do it. We hope you guys are gearing up for a good old-fashioned, fun holiday season. And after this, maybe we'll have a holiday episode. We have not talked about it one bit, so maybe there's not. Maybe there's just regular Cosmic Crit after this. But regardless, I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you for playing with me, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done. Listeners, thanks for listening. We're going to catch you on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. So long.
Good night.
Ahoy.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.